Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Here in California are transplants, though.
Oh, transplants.
Yes. So, well, good morning, everybody. And happy Saturday to everyone out there. Let's do roll call. Steve?
Present. Sean?
Present. Yeah, so that's about it
that's,
right now.
That's it.
Yeah. So, lucky you guys. You guys just get us today.
We'll just sit here and laugh. How's that?
Yeah, so welcome. Welcome to the duo of Your Weekly Dose, which really brings true meaning to the word dose.
Oh, es verdad, amigo.
Oh, good. S-O-C-K-S. Oh, yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, here we are, Your Weekly Dose podcast, coming to you live here from Southern California, mainly in Orange County.
Thank you for joining us this week. We appreciate anybody who is tuning in for us. It's really great to have family listening.
We got five more this week. Yeah.
All right. Well, onward and upward, slowly but surely. It's great to have new people come in. Thank you for joining the family, and I hope you all stay with us.
Absolutely. Of course, we were just playing the California Girls by the Beach Boys because we have, hopefully today, three more girls coming in.
I'm very anxious for this.
So you're anxious. I'll be surprised if they're show up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way our luck's been going this past couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, for those of you, we're still doing our quest for the co-host with the mo-host. And basically, at the last moment, I think we mentioned it on the show last week, that three backed out at the last moment. One of them didn't feel that she was able to keep up with Steve and I. The other two actually got jobs they were unable basically to come in on Saturdays. You know, one of them was a play, another one was a new job. And totally understand, you know, these things happen. So Steve and I basically decided to find three more people to give us back up to the number of eight total.
Which I think luckily we've done that.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So so that's what's going on. So so based on those three girls, that's why we picked the theme, California Girls by the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got some other stuff going on. We're going to give you a past moment, Mark and Brian. Steve and I will catch up. We'll be talking about the passing of Cars singer and guitarist Rick Ocasek, which happened last Sunday, as most of you know. We got funny tweets about singles, New York State facts, and the most popular movies about dancing. And then hopefully we get to interview those three lovely ladies later on today. So
New York, New York.
So it'll be a busy show.
Oh, yes.
Even when it's the two of us.
My mind just went, oh, this isn't the scripted part. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't forget, you can interact with the show on our website, yourweeklydose.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us at Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And don't forget, guys, you can always download the show for free at our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. Also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We are now officially on Spotify and, of course, podbean.com. So all the majors, you can find us there. Key thing is, if you're going to lock on to anybody else besides going to our website, or even if you do, you know, download the shows, subscribe, and please, please give a review for the show. We've gotten some wonderful reviews on iTunes, but anywhere you listen to us, just make sure you do leave a review for us. Very, very important.
Please, even if you think we suck, tell us that you think we
absolutely.
Suck.
And we've gotten those letters.
That.
Yeah, we've gotten those letters.
we should do like they do on, have celebrities read the mean tweets or the mean emails and stuff. That's fun to do.
That'd be good. That would be good. So Amazon, of course, has been our sponsor for day one, basically. Boy, that sentence made no sense at all. But they've been with us since day one. So we're very appreciative that they've been with us. And, of course, all you have to do, basically, is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That's the most important thing. And that way, when you go back to shop, we get a little bit of love from Amazon, and we stay on the air, basically. So
that's very true.
Yeah. Did you find anything this week? Or
yes. Actually, if you want to, you know, well, it's
Steve's pick of the week.
It's sort of going into fall now, and it's getting cooler, and people at this time of year probably tend to eat a little more to keep a little more body fat to survive the cold.
Lord knows I got enough.
Which means you're going to overload your toilet probably. So on Amazon,
special plunger.
I'm choked up about this.
Yeah,
wonderful.
You are.
Yeah, I just keyed in Amazon toilet, and I got the first thing that came up was the Vive toilet safety rail. So if you really need to grab onto something when you're laying that deuce, they've got something for you. It's rails that fit like on the side of the toilet. You can grab it and lean on it. It's great. And then something I find interesting is they have, like, you can buy regular toilets there. They're a couple $100 or whatever, but the name is Toto.
Like the band?
The band, the dog, your little toilet, too.
But you know what, though? I wonder if they can get sued for that, though, because
I don't know.
Do they spell it the same way?
Yeah, it says Toto.
Wow.
It's Toto CST744SL number 01. Drake two-piece toilet, Ada toilet with elongated bowl.
Wow. But that's interesting that they would name it Toto. But yeah. I wonder if there's a copyright infringement on that, though.
Mm.
That'd be interesting.
Maybe it's T-O-T-O instead of Toto.
Tutu.
Or tutu.
Well, either way, please do your shopping on Amazon. Again, just go to yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark.
And remember, use the banner.
Yes.
Remember, it's important. Okay, Amazon. Work hard. Have fun. Make history.
You like that?
That was awesome. That made me smile. I like that.
Well, Zach is out today, unfortunately. He texted me earlier today saying he's got a high fever. So if you're listening,
he's down with high fever.
Yeah. So if you're listening to the show, Zach.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to cut that one off. But
if you're listening to the show, Zach,
yeah. But you know, feel better, buddy, because I mean, having a fever is never any fun. So he's,
no, it isn't.
Yeah. So yeah, stay home. I told him stay home.
Unless you're melting ice. If you're melting ice, then having a high fever kind of helps.
Yeah, I guess that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah. So, let's see. What do we got next coming? Oh, we got, you know what? Mark and Brian pass moment. This is a cool one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this one's really fun. You know, something that I wish we would get more and more of is people calling in, you know, besides our celebrity guests. But for
yeah.
Now, granted, we do have to give out the phone number every now and then, but it also depends on who's here that day to answer the phone. So it's kind of tough. But anyway, but one thing that was always cool is just the talent that is out here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, singers, dancers, actors, comedians. I mean, everybody from
jackhammer operators.
Well, yeah, well, that too. But I'm talking about like everybody from like Pamela Holt, who was a listener, you know. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You like Pamela. You with me there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she sang with
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you like our friend, also our friend Keith Dion, who impersonates.
Oh, I love Keith Dion. He's so funny.
Yeah. You know, he impersonates Gene Wilder.
Both hitting the wall repeatedly.
Well, I'm laughing at you to throw me off. So,
okay, I'll stop laughing.
But Keith Dion, and shut up. So, but I mean, there is talented listeners out there, though.
There are
a lot of talented listeners out there. Tyler Hilton, who is a young kid, singer songwriter. Mark and Brian discovered him and got him a good career going and everything, and then he went into acting and stuff. So there's a lot. I mean, truly a lot of talent. So. What we'd like to play for you right now, then, is something that Mark and Brian like to call Dustin's special talent. Yeah. And this kid, I mean, he blows everybody away. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
All right. So here we go. Dustin's special talent.
Hello. Is it Dustin?
Yeah.
Hi. How old are you, sir?
I'm 13.
You married?
No.
Okay. And what do you do?
I can fart. I can suck air in and fart.
You can what? What, Dustin?
I can suck in air through my butt and fart it out.
God!
Again, you know. Yeah. Is your mom there?
No, but I had her permission. I called the other day, but you guys weren't there.
Oh, always get your mom's permission. You know,
I can suck in air through my butt
and fart. All right, always get permission before you suck in air through your butt.
No, I have permission from her to call you guys.
Now, Dustin, how in the heck, before we hear this, how do you, does one go about sucking in air into their rear?
I don't know. It's kind of... It happened one day, and all of a sudden, I don't know. I can do it.
Well, what were you doing when it happened the first day? Were you...
I don't know. It was an accident. And then it kept happening on accident, and then all of a sudden, I was able to do it on command.
All right. Well, Now, does it make a sound when you suck the air in?
Oh, yeah. It makes a sound on the way in and on the way out.
Well, let us try to capture both, Dustin.
All right. Hold on. Here it comes.
That's sucking in.
All right, and it's going to go out right now.
All right.
Here it goes.
Wait a minute. Oh, the first one was sucking in?
Yeah, I don't understand how you do this. What are you doing exactly, Dustin, to suck it in? I mean, are you like with your stomach? Are you flexing any muscles?
Well, yeah, kind of. No, it makes my stomach like go like I suck it in all the way.
Let's have it again.
Yeah,
the sucking in thing is blowing us away.
Don't understand.
All right, hold on. All right.
In.
Okay, just all a second. Right. Here it comes. That was a dud.
Fine job. No, that was...
Suck in some more.
All right.
This can't be healthy. Oh.
I keep getting duds.
No, you're doing fine there, Dustin. I mean, it's kind of a pressure thing. So
now, wait a minute. You suck it in, and then you come back to the phone, and you say, okay, here it comes. Does it cycle itself around you and then start to come out?
No, I can make it go bump.
All right, do that.
I can go fart back and forth.
All right, do that. Take your time.
But after a while, it like makes me have to take a dump.
Sure. Sure it would. Of course it would, Dustin. Well, we appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
We appreciate this.
Oh, I guess.
Whatever perils you might be facing later. All right, now, hey, Dustin.
Huh?
Okay, do this. Now, suck in and go in and then let it out real quick and go out. Go in, out. And say it after it happens so we know where you are.
Okay, wait, it's going to come out in a second.
God.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we did. We sure did.
Was that in or out?
That was out because I forgot to put it by my butt when I...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Forgot to put it by your butt. Yeah. All right.
Dustin. I have a whole bunch of air in me now. It starts to hurt after a while.
Well, don't no. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
So you should stop now?
I don't know. My sister always pressures me into doing more, and I always end up doing more, but...
And then you start...
Well, you know the crowd.
And then you hurt?
Yeah, sometimes. Everyone gets a kick out of it, though.
Well, all we don't want you to hurt yourself, but if you could just suck in one more time.
And give us a nice, good suck in, a nice, good blowout.
All right, let's see what I can do.
All right, then good. All right. All right.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You're going to suck in one more time.
All right, let's see.
That was in?
Yeah, that hurt.
Was that in or out?
Yow,
that
hurt.
That was in.
That was in. Okay, let it out.
Quickly, let it out. All right, then. Okay, go. Okay, Dustin. Well, you know, this is a first on the program.
Hey.
And we've been here
my
quite
God,
a while.
What a bit. Oh, my God. That
wasn't even a bit, dude. I mean, that was
awesome.
That was just a talented listener calling in and giving his talents.
That was almost as good as Tootin' Tillman.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So,
oh, my God.
So, if any of our listeners have, talent, as such or whatever, we don't mind. Call in.
Now,
granted, we have phone lines, whatever, and...
Yes, we do.
You can always leave us a message, too, if it's not working or whatever, but, of course, someone does have to be here to answer the phone, which is always the tough part. But but if you got talent like
hello, like, I put the phone up too late. I gotta put the phone up before I say hello.
Yeah.
Phone up. Hello? Yeah. Okay. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be difficult to answer the phones.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. But if you got talent like Pamela Holt or Keith Dion or Young Just Dustin here,
When they said his name was Dustin, I immediately went, he's going to be farting.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
I don't know why. I just had that idea.
Well, yeah.
Because it's ironic his name is Dustin.
Right, exactly. Well, should we catch up with each other, brother?
I don't think I can. Well, we'll give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot anyway. Yeah. Here we go.
Well, okay. Okay.
Where do you go from there, right?
I know, man. That's like... Well, this week I'm... I'm house/cat sitting.
Yeah.
And there's three cats, and I got to tell you, house sitting with three big dogs
is a lot better.
A lot harder.
Oh,
are you kidding? You know how much poop you have to pick up during the day when there's three big dogs, like German Shepherd sized dogs.
Yeah.
There's three of them who love you, and won't leave you alone no matter what you're doing. Unless they want to run outside, jump in the pool, and come running back in all wet. But that was fine. I love the dogs. The dogs are so cool. They're very loving and friendly and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's just it's a bit of work. With cats, you just go in with a little scooper and look for buried treasure.
It's kind of like an adventure.
It's very easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you were complaining about one of them, though.
Well, the one cat, Molly, is like 17 years old.
Oh, good Lord.
And she's got bad, I can't remember if she has bad kidneys or...
bad something, basically.
Something, bladder. Anyway, she's like, if you looked at her, you'd think, why is this cat still alive?
Oh, gosh.
She is so skinny that when she stretches out, she looks like she has a baboon's rear end, that skinny, long leg with the the bony protrusions on the. It looks just like that,
and it's colorful too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, we should paint her butt red.
Yeah.
So I may still do that while they're out of town.
Get a can of spray paint.
Yeah, you know.
Say it with Krylon.
Woohoo! But she, because of this condition, she needs medication every day. So I luckily that's pre-made for me, so I just set it out. But she has to be fed every 2 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Like from early morning till whenever you go to bed. So that's daunting.
Yeah. So basically from after the show today, you got to run down there then. So
yeah, probably.
Oh, jeez.
One day. There's other food around. It's not like there's nothing to eat if I don't feed her.
Right, right.
But the other cats are jealous because she gets the wet food out of the can. And so
Frisky's buffet kind of a thing.
Yeah, whenever I set the dish out and put the food in, the other cats are right there going, what about me?
What am I getting?
Why does she get that? And then one of the two other cats sits there and watches, and if the one cat who's eating like turns and looks away, she jumps up and starts eating the food.
Oh, wow.
And then she gets diarrhea.
Oh, good Lord.
So got to kind of watch and keep her away from the soft food.
Otherwise, she'll be leaving a trail walking along.
Oh, good. They leave enough trails with their puking and hairballs and, you know, that. That part is not the fun part, but luckily that doesn't happen all the time.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
So well, that's been kind of...
Well, I had an interesting conversation, I guess, you could say, recently. So remember I had this one lady call me up and asked me to join her band?
Right.
Okay. So... I've had a couple other friends who have been texting me or whatever through Facebook or whatever and asking.
Trying to get you to join their band?
No, just to find out what was going on with it because they
had been
listening to the show. So I went in and, you know, performed and played an original song, I played Sweet Home Alabama and everything, you know, all on an acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
So they heard me sing and everything and so forth. Long story short, basically, the other two players, the guitar player and the harmonica player, are basically not wannabe, but backyard musicians. Let's put it that way.
Well, it could be fun.
Which is fun for jamming and everything and so forth, whatever. They're not taking it as seriously as the lead vocalist is. Who's trying to put this whole thing together of saying, look, I want to put a band together to go out and do corporate gigs, which we can make some damn good money. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get $2,000, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 a gig. You know, you divvy that up. You know, you're walking away with, you know, $300-$400, you know, for very little.
Taint bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great gig. And I do have a number of friends of mine who do that also. So... but apparently, I guess she was trying to get in touch with them. One of them, his wife had an operation, and so he was kind of helping her with her foot and everything. Okay, you know, so we haven't gotten really together since. Well, it kind of came out to where they felt a little threatened by me. And intimidated by me.
Mm-hmm.
And their excuse now was like, well, we really didn't want to go down that road, and we rather... You know, Sean's a great guy, but, you know, we're playing blues. So we'd rather have someone who knows how to play blues come into the band versus someone who's willing to play our music. Guys, this is Sean talking to you. Just to let you know, one of my main influences is BB fucking King. See, he's a blues player. And... You know, that's where I learned to play the blues. And if you ever listen to my music that Renee gave you, you understand and realize it's blues-based, you dumbasses.
It's very bluesy.
So I know how to play the fucking blues, guys. So, but anyway, so that's it. So now Renee's going to try and get better musicians of our own caliber, basically, and put that all together and so forth, so which is good.
So the other two guys are kind of just doing it for fun. And
they're doing it for shits and giggles.
And they're kind of afraid to get serious.
Yeah. And basically I showed them up and go, and I showed them, oh shit, you need to work. is what it is. And, well, yeah, if you're going to be in that type of band, you got to put the work in. So, absolutely. So, they're like, no, we just want to drink beer and fuck up a song every now and then. Well, fine, go ahead. Then
well, I can do that. I'll be your rhythm guitar.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And, but that's what they want to do. And just, you know, drink beer and play in the backyard or whatever and jam. And that's totally fine. Oh, man, but they should have been upfront with Renee about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Instead of dragging this thing on for the last month or so now.
She needs people like us who want to perform in front of 50,000 screaming fans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, or in front of AT&T people or Toyota people.
I did that for a while. Actually,
You screamed at AT&T?
I don't remember what. Oh, one of them was a medical instruments company. Uh-huh. This is good. But I was a part of a group in Long Beach that we did this environmental theater, not on stage, but like audience participation.
Oh, yeah.
Mysteries and stuff like that. And so we got hired by this company that did the medical devices and stuff. That's really like a big deal. Well, the medical company is run by three guys, two of which everybody in the company knew. And the third guy was like a silent partner. Mm-hmm. So we ended up writing this big piece to do in front of him where I came in and I was the third partner who just happened to decide to come in to this convention because this company was pretty important and stuff.
Right.
So I had to go in as the event started, not when our part started, but as the event started, and hang out with these people and shoot the shit about these medical instruments and their new catalog that I knew nothing about. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. And I just winged it. You know, when you're an actor and you do improv and stuff, you can also use those skills to actually, I don't know if we'd call it serious theater, but to talk to people seriously about things that you're improvising, yeah, and they don't know you're improvising. So, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that so much.
Sounds like I'm making 6 years at Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Just improved everything I sold.
Well, they had like, I don't know, they had like 1,500 people at this thing, and we did the big thing.
Yeah.
And performed.
But they're fun, though.
I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather be in front of a bunch of people than...
Than a few. But yeah, so anyway, so that's where the band's at right now. And then, ironically, it does turn out that her and I have a few other friends in common that I've worked with in years past. Mm-hmm. And so she called one of them up recently, and...
Did you just look at her ass?
Whose?
Did you walk by?
Yeah.
I saw you look down.
Oh, like the cute redhead?
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway. it's my wife's. Anyway. She spoke to a mutual friend of ours to help us out, too, and everything. And she goes, oh, my God, he could not shut up about you. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm like going, I've known Jonesy for a number of years, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, he goes, oh, the compliments that he was giving you and everything. So it'd be kind of cool. So we're going to try and find the right people to put this thing together. So we'll see what happens.
I could be a percussionist.
Yeah, you can.
Ah.
Put you on congas.
Conga, boom, boom.
Yeah. So, you know what, with everything that we try to do, it's so hard to keep up with news because sometimes certain news happens, you know, on a weekly, daily basis, basically. You mm-hmm. know? And it's hard to keep up, and especially when big news hits. Last show, we paid a tribute to Eddie Money.
Yes.
You know, and then Sunday, I'm over at this house with Roman and Karen, because Roman belongs into the Los Alamitos Choir.
Right.
And there was an open house kind of thing for all the new people kind of coming in to the choir and kind of meet and greet and whatever at these people's house, which was cool. They were lovely parents, you know, and got, because they had been doing it for a couple of years. And it was awesome. We had a great time. Lives right behind over here in the starting gate.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, Karen's talking to, I guess, the mothers. I'm with the men, you know, watching football.
Men.
So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men. So we're sitting there watching the games, you know, the football games and everything. And he's got like four different screens going on, you know, for the different games and everything. And so next thing I know, Karen texts me and goes, lead singer from The Cars passed away. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding. Really?
What?
And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, all right. So, of course, many of you already know that Rick Ocasek has passed away. And did you ever get into the Cars music, though?
Yes. I love the Cars. I really did.
How much?
I owned, like, a couple of their albums when albums were ownable.
Well, they still are nowadays, too.
Well, not in the same way.
Well, no, they've made a resurgence of the actual albums now. I mean, you can...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I wanted to say something about vinyl's going to outsell CDs this year or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they actually have. The Cars was, I think, I've never realized the combination of the styles of music that the Cars created. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, Rick was at the forefront of that and everything.
Ooh, a big word.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, forefront.
Right. Oh, I think you say the. I didn't realize what they were trying to do or anything like that. I just found it just interesting and very open music, very simplistic at times, very orchestral at times as well.
Who's going to drive you home?
So, once again, many of you already know that Rick Ocasek has passed away. So here is now our tribute to that man, his vocals, and just the wonderful talent that he did, because he produced, he wrote, he played guitar, he sang. I mean, he did everything.
He even scrubbed the floor after they all left in the studio.
Well, he swept up and then scrubbed. Yeah, because it's a little bit easier that way. So,
jack of all trades.
He was. Here we go. Our tribute to the great Rick Ocasek.
Problems. It's so easy to bring to the brink. out of touch. I guess I never noticed that much. Geranium lover, I'm blind for the fun. Come and take me.
Guys, our tribute to Ringo Kasich.
I like that.
All the cars. And
yeah,
music is so good, man. So freaking good.
That last song reminded me back in high school. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
And
it takes me, yeah.
I'd be sitting in a chair, and she'd just kind of just walk over and kind of just, you know, lean against me and put her hand on my shoulder or something. And I couldn't get up for like 20 minutes.
Oh, well, yeah, we're gonna miss him, but you know what? He's given us a lot of music, and we're obviously going to put up a link, too, so when we post the podcast, that we guys can go out and buy his music and everything. And, I mean, the Cars, great band. Great band. So, well, you know what? It is a National Singles Day, so you know what we should do?
Probably we should read funny tweets about being single.
Absolutely.
My papers are a little out of order. Okay, ready.
All right. You want to go first? Want to just go back and forth?
Okay.
All right.
Fall. There's no names for these or anything.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
These are just tweets that we found.
Fall is the perfect time to date someone, like it's chilly, so you both get bundled up and amp. Watch movies and go for coffee dates. OMG, I'm so lonely. I have no idea what I just read.
I can tell.
So you both get bundled up and amp.
Should I try reading that one for you so you understand it?
Why don't you read it so I can understand it, yeah.
Fall is the perfect time to date someone. It's like it's chilly, so you both get bundled up and amped. Watch movies and go for coffee dates. Oh, my God, I'm so lonely.
What is an amp?
I don't know. Cuddle up, amp. I guess. All right, so, well, I don't understand why I'm single. My hobby choices include smelling my own hair and bragging about how I'm immune to bats.
What's the opposite of being immune to bats?
Allergic.
She must live where there's a lot of bats.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, just heard someone bragging about his one-night stand. Whatever, mate. I've got two nightstands either side of my bed.
Being single is so cool because you can eat a whole jar of pepperoncinis and spend the rest of the night farting spicily into the abyss.
Well, hence the earlier bit with Dustin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Five stages of being single. 1, denial. 2, anger. 3, bargaining. 4, depression. Testing your... And 5, texting your ex something random, then going like, sorry, wrong message. I keep looking up to the top of the page and it says funny tweets. And I'm confused.
I think you're social media challenge is what it is right now.
I sure am.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If Tinder had taught me one thing, is that there is an extraordinary amount of single girls named Shelby that love to ride horses.
That's because they keep copying each other's format.
Right.
Forget to edit it. Okay, well, that didn't work. Okay, someone asked me if I'm ever scared that I'll be alone forever. I'm not scared at all. I know that's going to happen, which I thought was so rude because my dog was right there.
Do you get it or no?
You go two ways with this, and I don't want to go the second way. No.
Well, go. I asked the girl of my dreams out on a date. Today, I asked her to marry me. She said no both times.
How odd. My dogs are all, girl, you are awesome. Why are you single? And I'm all, probably because I have conversations with my dogs, dude. You're going to be talking to your dogs.
Yeah.
Chances are because I wear a silly grin.
Normal people flirting. Hey, you're cute. We should go out sometime. Me trying to flirt. So, do you like bread?
Yeah. That one I totally understand.
Because you've done that.
Because that's me. Oh, I have a story. My friends and I, I'll keep going. It's a funny story. Sometimes I get sad because I'm single. Then I remember Rihanna is single. Then I get happy. Then I remember Rihanna is wealthy. And then I get sad again. Okay. That makes sense.
So if I spend my time eating cheese, watching Netflix, and having orgasms alone, I'm depressed. But if someone else is there, I'm in love? Really?
Okay.
Slowed it down.
Here we go. I'm trying to drag it to a stop. What do you mean? Love is telling someone to go to hell and worrying about them getting there safely. Oh my God.
Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah, that was funny, peculiar. I'll go back to playing my game on my phone.
Well, you've got... now, we also have it's New York.
New York! I want to be a part of it.
Well, you know what? Let this guy do it.
There we go.
There you go.
Anybody sounds better with a band behind them.
Except you.
Oh...
But National New York Day, so we'll see who's going to give you some New York State facts.
New York is the third most populous state in the United States after California and Texas. Of its population of 19 million, a little over 8 million live in New York City alone. Oh, the New York State fun facts. Okay, got it. Now, I understand. New York is the most linguistically diverse city with over 800 languages spoken. And 4 in 10 households speak a language other than English.
800 languages?
Wow.
That's,
Well, they measure a lot of, like, Yiddish.
And, well, immigrants, different immigrants.
Yeah, and different dialects of different,
That's true. Okay. Wow, holy cow, 800.
Lake Placid, New York, is the only U.S. city to have hosted the Winter Olympics twice. First in 1932 and again in 1980.
I remember the 1980. You remember the 1932.
That's right. I helped them plow the field to make it smooth for the ice hockey rink.
You were the Zamboni.
Yeah. It was a tractor with a grader attached to the back of it.
Adirondack Park in northeast New York has 6 million acres. Whoa! Making it the largest national park in the United States. Good Lord.
Wow.
6 million acres. I had no idea. It's larger than Yellowstone, Glacier, Everglades, and Grand Canyon National Parks combined.
Combined? Wow. Damn.
That's something, you know, in the run of doing the show, we come across it, but every once in a while, something's like, really? No shit, Sherlock?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Okay. The world's smallest church is found in Oneida, New York. The Cross Island Chapel is 51 inches by 81 inches, wow, making it large enough to sit two people.
That's it. Jeez, many crickets.
Boy, that,
talk about a small wedding.
A rousing sermon on that puppy.
Don't sin. Get out.
Yeah. From 1886 to 1924, over 14 million immigrants entered through New York Harbor into the United States. I had grandparents that did that.
Yeah.
About 40% of Americans can trace at least one ancestor to Ellis Island.
I believe it. Yeah, absolutely.
I can sort of trace three because my mom's parents came from Norway, and then the dad died, and so his brother came to take over the family. Really biblical there. For you sports fans, the New York Yankees have won baseball's World Series 27 times as of 2015, which is the most of any other baseball team. New York is the home of many inventions, including my favorite, toilet paper, chewing gum, marshmallows, Jell-O. Here's one that Kat will be interested in. French's mustard.
Oh, shit.
Baby shoes. Gold teeth. Male shoots. And bloomers. Oh, when I was a teenager, I loved bloomers.
How come you don't wear them anymore?
People laughed at me.
Last century?
Yeah. Now, famous New Yorkers include Billy Joe, Piano Man, Alicia Keys, this girl's on fire. Is that? Yeah, that's it. Jennifer Lopez, I can't back up any further. Mariah Carey.
What are you yelling?
Arthur Miller, Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Vera Wang, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Gehrig, Eleanor Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the whole Roosevelt family. Lucille Ball, I love her. Tom Cruise, they must make couches in New York. Washington Irving, Norman Rockwell, Michael Jordan. You know, Herman Melville, Aaron Copland, George Gershwin, Maria Callas, Barbara Streisand, Walt Whitman, the Marx Brothers, and many more.
It's so true. There are so many celebrities that have come out of that New York, New Jersey area. Yeah. I mean, it's... Lou Costello, you know, was so proud. He was from Hoboken, New Jersey, you know, which is just across the river from New York, you know. And, I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Who's on first?
Exactly. But, I mean, it's just amazing on how many actors, actresses, singers, writers, poets came out of New York.
Out of New York. It's quite diversified. I think it's because everything's a little bit closer. There's a close-knit, you know, people that act and perform probably know each other a little bit more in New York than they would out here in L.A. where everything's spread out and people live this way or that way from the central.
But, I mean, just the amount of talent. I mean, even, like, the Marshalls, you know, Penny Marshall, Gary Marshall, they're originally from New York. You know, Neil Simon, New York.
New York.
It's just amazing.
It is. It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to pose this last fact as a question. What is the largest city zoo in the United States?
Well, I think maybe Central Park. Then Central Park has a zoo.
Yeah, that's not it.
No, what is it?
It's the Bronx Zoo.
Really?
It has 500 species and 4,000 animals.
Wow!
And those are just the visitors.
Yeah,
yeah. So, okay. Da 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 da. Smoking.
Wow, 4,000. Geez, Bronx, you got to go to the Bronx to go to the largest zoo.
This fan is...
Not your fan?
Not my fan.
Not your fan. Well, you know what? It's also National Dance Day. So we figured, you know what?
National Dance? So this is for all the Terpsichoreans out there.
Sure. That's a big word for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it means, though.
People who
I
dance.
I can use it. That's it.
So, here you go. These are the best dance movies of all time. Have you seen
us? Oh, I like the music.
Yeah, good choice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 10, Fame.
Fame.
What happens when a bunch of teens give the whole Stardom thing their best shot? Dancing, music, acting on screen. Well, two Oscars. One for Best Original Score, Best Original Song, plus the theme song that will be stuck in your head for the rest of the week. Number 9 was Bring It On.
Eh.
Hey, haters will say Bring It On is about cheerleading and not dancing, but those people must not have been paying attention because the whole point of the movie is that cheerleaders don't get enough credit for their sophisticated choreography and fierce athleticism.
I like the fierce athleticism.
And it's true. It's actually cool because they do more dance routines, I think, than ever before. Than, oh, let's go team, you know, or whatever. So
yeah, even high school choirs are starting to
do. They are, dude. They are. Exactly. So, all right, here's one for the ladies, though. Number 8 was Magic Mike. Got to get credit. Yes, this is technically a dance movie because, remember, the King of Tampa aren't strippers. They're male entertainers. Mm-hmm. And male entertaining means dancing to Pony, or in the case of the whole group, it's Raining Men. Hallelujah. Mm.
I had a girlfriend once who had a nail. She had fake nails, and the girl that did it, her boyfriend was one of the Chippendale dancers.
Oh, really?
And one day we were in there, and she was getting her nails done. He came in. My girlfriend was like,
Yeah, they're good-looking men.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of, here we go. Number 7, Saturday Night Fever.
Woo!
Yeah. Not everything about the movie ages well, but John Travolta's dancing is eternal.
I'm just going to go out and
there you go, yeah.
Stroll.
And can somebody explain why disco isn't still a thing that much anymore?
It fell on hard times because it became a little pretentious with everybody who could dance disco compared to people who just wanted to dance. You know what I mean? It was like a...
I would think that was dancing's heyday ever since like the 40s, like with the swing, whatever. Because you would go out and, I mean, do the hustle, you know, and go out.
It just got too pretentious.
Possibly. Number 5, Flashdance. Yep, Alex Owens is a welder by day and burlesque dancer by night who dreams of becoming a professional ballerina. Who hasn't been there?
Who doesn't dream about the scene involving the bra?
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, number 4, I'm sorry, I said number 5, number 4 is Step Up. Come on, pretty baby. Yep, Step Up is an upsetting and greedy, semi-ridiculous tale of a young man from the wrong side of the tracks helping a prim ballet dancer, add some hip-hop moves to her big audition routine. Actually, it was kind of cool because you're kind of crossing the two. It wasn't bad. Number 3, Black Swan. Remember that movie? Yep, opinions may vary on
whether
this movie was actually scary, but this list isn't about screaming, it's about dancing. And Black Swan has plenty of dancing. Natalie Portman plays Nina, a young woman desperate to land the role in her ballet company's production of Swan Lake. Throw in an overbearing hot director, a competing competition in the form of Mila Kunis, and a psychotic mom living vicariously through her daughter, and you've got a big old nightmare of a ballet stew. It was actually a really good movie. Black Swan. Really cool. Number 2, Center Stage. Yep, the movie has everything. Peter Gallagher's eyebrows, young Zoe Saldana's Olympic gold medalist, Ella Kulik, and an overly sexual finale number set to Michael Jackson and Jamiroquai.
What was the name of that?
Center Stage.
Center Stage.
I caught bits and pieces of that one. All right, what do you think number one is?
Brain Donors?
Nope.
Damn it. I'm disappointed it's not on the list. That's all about ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gino thought it was hysterical.
4 minutes, Mr. Jolson. If you watch the movie, you'll laugh.
Yeah. All right, what do you think of this?
Number one dance movie of all time. I can't think of it.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh. There you go. The be-all and end-all dance movies. Dirty Dancing is the story of Frances Baby Houseman, who has a time of her life with Johnny Castle, the dance instructor for the resort where her family is spending the summer.
I liked, I forget his name, he played the father. He's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed his performance and the way he was like all against Patrick Swayze, you know, and then he realized the truth and he stepped up and said, I know when I'm wrong, and I was wrong about you. And, you know, I like that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I mean, it still holds up today. I mean, it's a great love story. You know, and God, I remember.
There's other side stories that are really poignant and well directed. Yeah,
yeah. You know, and just the whole romanticism of it, romanticism of the whole thing. It's a big word for you for me. But you got the two people from the wrong side of the tracks, kind of a thing. Uh-huh. You know, the prissy this or whatever, and then you know Patrick Swayze's character. Mm. The movie still holds up today. You know, it's a very, very well written movie and overall. I liked it. I've always liked it. So.
Romance.
Oh, my God. Really? Really?
Romance. It's there. It's in the dictionary.
Shit.
It's loading. Loading.
While it's loading, then, I'm going to play a song and see which of our lovely ladies is here right now.
I hope they're all here.
Yeah, me too. So, this song is going to go out to listener Dawn out in Lake Havasu because she loves this song. She enjoyed it last time we played it, so I want to play it again for her. But it's going to be a little bit different version. So here we go.
I just got good news.
Okay, what'd you get?
You know, our friend David and Byron.
Yeah.
David, he just scored me 6 tickets to Universal for my family on Wednesday.
Well, wonderful. Yes. Awesome.
Very He's cool. A great guy.
Apparently, yeah.
And the proper vernacular is romanticism.
Oh, romanticism. I forgot
romances.
Come on, speak up, boy.
Romanticism.
Speak up. Alrighty. Well, you know what? We were expecting three people to show up.
I don't see three.
I don't see three either.
I don't even see two.
I don't see two. But I see one person who's already advancing.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, let's get to know this person.
Scoring a hit today.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, look at that smile. I like that. Yeah, that's
good. yes. Well, she definitely gets to move and advance to the finals, basically, just by showing up. See, it's that simple, you know.
it's not brain surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be.
But it's not. So please welcome to the show, Gabriel.
Hi, everyone.
So how did you get the name Gabriel?
Well, my mom didn't want my nickname to be Gabby, so that's why she never feminized my name to be Gabriella. So then my grandmother came in and was like, oh, if you just name her Gabriel, then her nickname can be Gabri, and my mom really liked that, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you
for showing up and doing this with us.
Yeah.
First off, we're doing this whole thing of trying to find a brand new co-host and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to come in and attempt to do this whole thing with us?
Well, honestly, I don't know enough about the show yet.
That's okay.
So it's kind of just, you know, like, seeing if I feel like I might be a good fit here. Like, you know, like, I don't think, you know, I've been established enough here. I don't think I know enough about the show or you guys to, you know, say, like, what are my goals here? So
Right. It's
just kind of, you know, like, feel now, you know, what might happen. So, yeah.
Just kind of go for it, basically.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Gabriel, and what you've done so far. I know you're a little bit younger than some of our other contestants and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you are definitely a local person.
Yeah.
Because you went to Los Alamitos High School.
I did.
And that is actually where my son is going right now, who's in choir over there. So give us a little bit more background about you.
About me? Well, I'm definitely a big theater person, you know, like, that has been my life for, like, the past 6 years. So, right now I'm going to Cal State Fullerton. And I want to do theater there as well. I want to do a major in theater and a minor in psychology and then go on to grad school for psychology and get my PhD.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, a doctor of psychology. like psychiatrists or?
I don't know exactly what I want to do with it yet. I mean, I have a couple of ideas. Like, I want to do research, but that's really hard to do. I'm considering maybe doing, like, trauma counseling. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I have two daughters, and the younger one just graduated this year in her master's in social work.
Oh, got it. Yeah. My grandmother's a social worker.
She likes to work with hard case teenage girls.
Oh.
She had a job where she actually worked in a lockdown facility for a while and worked with these girls and stuff and really loved it.
So, get back on track.
That's cool. Yeah, getting into things like that, psychology and stuff like that, there's a lot of really great, helpful things to society you can do.
Yeah.
Like trying to figure out what Steve's thinking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, exactly. No, what I kind of...
Okay, what am I thinking about right now?
Oh, let me, you know, think about it. You know, let me use, like, my X-Men powers. Ooh.
I bet you can guess what I'm thinking about.
Oh, God.
Okay, just clear your mind and answer the question
honestly. Okay.
Do you know what I'm thinking about right now?
No.
That's what I was thinking about. You were going to say no.
Oh, wow. All right.
Isn't that amazing?
Good.
Yeah. That's Chip's bit, by the way. Chipper Lowell. Yeah. Thank you, Chip. I like to rip people off and then let them know that
I use your joke.
I give credit. Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you like living around here? Do you like? Are you still at home?
Yeah. No. I'm currently at home. I hope to move out in the next year or two, but I need to get some money first. So
that's always
weird.
Helpful.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's
like
everybody says that.
Yeah. It's like money.
Understand?
Money.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the show and everything, you'll have an opportunity to talk into the microphone every week.
Yeah.
If you're picked for it by the listening audience and Steve and I, What is it that you may want to do with the microphone? What are your hopes to do with the microphone?
Just make people laugh. I don't know, just make people's day brighter, I guess. That's kind of what I want to do with my life. I just like helping people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm getting my PhD in psychology, but, you know, my number one goal in life is to, you know, like, my big time dream is to be an actor for a while and, you know, like, do films and then become a director and just, you know, make people's day better. Because, you know, like, I've had a lot of really hard times in my life, and it's, you know, like, just laughter and comedy that kind of always tends to lift me up. And if I can do that for some other people, then that would make me really happy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
No, that's very cool. We have a friend of ours. Cool. Our comedian Craig Shoemaker, that he does something called Laughter Heals. And yeah, it's very true. And that's why partially, you know, we do the show is to make, hopefully we make people laugh, bring that joy, because there is, you know, whether somebody's going through a sickness or something, or they're just feeling down or depressed or whatever, they can listen to the show and hopefully laugh a little bit. So, yeah. And that's what one thing that we try to do as well. So uh-huh. That's good. No, very, very cool answer. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh. Yeah. Well, do you do something besides go to school?
Well, you know, I have my own hobbies at home. So, you know, right now I'm trying to teach myself how to play the guitar. That's really difficult because I'm not really a music person. So, you know, it's nothing to like brag about or show off yet.
Want to pick one?
Yeah, no, it was coming. You have like so many guitars. It's really cool. But I also, you know, I like to draw and paint. That's really fun for me. I like to dance. I'm not very good at it either, but, you know, like, it's just really fun.
Neither is Steve. You should see him dance.
I dance like Elaine Benes. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
She was Elaine on Seinfeld, the comedy series.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld.
Have you seen that? Yeah,
I've not seen Seinfeld.
Well, when she danced, they described it as a dry heave set to music.
Oh, yeah. So no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's pretty much Steve, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I'm more like a crippled dry heave set to music. Yeah.
And then sits down for 5 hours.
That, well, yeah. Yeah. do you like living around here? Is there something around here other than your parents that you like living? Or are you, when you eventually get to a point, is there some place you want to really go live or be? Or
I mean, I love living in this area, although it's very expensive, but I like all the diversity we have. I like living in this kind of like suburb city, like, you know, area, because there's so many options and there's always so mm-hmm. much going on. And, you know, also because the beach is nearby and I love the beach. But what I want to do is when I move out, I think I want to move up a little bit north. So then I'm closer to auditions and I don't have to keep driving like 2 hours.
Like
so.
The LA area.
Yeah. And like, yeah. Not necessarily that, but maybe like on like, you know, the far outskirts, you know. So, yeah.
There you go. Is there anything that, that you can say that's quirky about you, or, you know, or something that's odd or whatever that you can share with the listening audience so they can kind of get to know you a little bit better? Or?
Well, you know, like, I'm so dorky. I'm trying not to show right now just because I'm still trying to get, like, a feel for it. But, like,
it's okay. Be as dorky as you want. I mean,
yeah, let it hang out.
The more, the better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's funny. When I was talking to my friends about this, I was saying, like, you know what? I want to come on the show, and I want the first thing to come out to be, what's crack-a-lackin', home slices? And I came and I was like, I don't know if that's the best idea.
No, it's good. Put your best foot forward. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. So, but no, what would you say that's quirky about you?
That's quirky about me. Well, I am very Jewish.
Really?
So my mom's a rabbi. No, but it, like,
whoa.
I'm like a very, you know, like Jewish person. That's a strong part of my identity. So, and I act like such a Jewish mom with my friends in terms of like, you know, like, are you eating enough snacks and everything? I brought the sunscreen, you know, like, stop doing that. Like, you know, just.
Sorry, it's already coming out.
You're the Jewish mom. So you can talk like that. Yeah. Oh, you kids.
Oh, you kids, you're bothering me. You're doing
well, I've been married a nice lawyer and made me some grandbabies, you know.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, now, I was looking at your resume, too, and it says that you can do a number of different dialects.
Yeah.
So it says you can do a Russian accent.
It's been a while since I've done that, so I'm very rusty in that. So.
All right, let's hear a rusty Russian accent. Then.
Here, let me drink some water first. Ugh. I have to like think about it for a second. Mm.
This would be like a performance of Fiddler on the Roof. She could do the whole show.
She could, absolutely.
You
thought about the reach some.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want me to say in a Russian accent then?
That Steve needs to learn how to dance.
Okay. Steve, you need to learn how to dance.
Nah.
Yeah. That was wow. That was I felt like I was back in the mother country.
Ooh, I know.
The mother country. Bring back. It's okay. Bring the vodka. No problem at all. It's so good. Yes, yes. Now this year you can do a southern accent.
Southern accent. Okay.
Southern accent. Bring southern accent now.
Okay.
Make me southerner.
Well, how you doing, Sugar Bell? Oh, you look so skinny. Here, I'll bring a cat nice casserole.
Oh my God! I thought I was on a cotton mill. I felt very southern at that moment.
Yes, we could do 27 wagons full of cotton now. Finally.
And we can pick them all, no?
We.
I had my coworker the other day. He asked me, he goes, so, you know, he goes, you speak Spanish, right? I go, well, dude, very little. I'm like, I get lost at, you know, Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, how good is your French? I go, we. That's a bad hit as far as it's going to go, brother. You know, like, gee, when he crinkles. Let's see. Okay, you can do a British accent.
Yes, I can. That is probably one of the stronger accents I have, like, a lot more practice in, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
All right. Again, is there something you want me to say?
Try the British are coming.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
But you're British and you're already here.
Oh, you're right then. Oh, silly me.
You should yell, I'm coming. I'm coming.
That could work. I like it. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure all this out. It's a lot tougher when you only got one person, you know, coming in the room.
I know.
As opposed to a couple here.
Well, I can act like three people, so.
Hey, there you go.
I already have.
You have a conversation with yourself without getting interrupted. What are some of your favorite movies that you like to watch or TV shows?
Movies. Okay, well, I mean, I go through so many TV shows. I mean, a constant in my life is definitely The Office. Love The Office.
She's an office girl.
I am such an office girl.
Can
so.
You take a memo for me?
No, I've watched Parks and Rec too, but just The Office will always have, you know, like a place in my heart, you know. Mm-hmm. But the movies. My favorite movie is probably The Addams Family. I love that a lot. So
are you excited about the new one that's coming out, the animated one, or kind of skeptical?
I mean, I like to be optimistic just because, like, I love all things Addams Family. So, but I don't know. We're going to have to see. I don't know. Like, just the cartoon style kind of freaks me out. So, but, you know. Also, I'm a bit of Bette Midler's in that. So.
Oh, is she really?
She is, yeah.
Oh, I
think she's voicing the grandmother in that, too. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Bette Midler just because, you know, like, she was kind of, you know, a jerk in her latest production of Hella Dolly. So, just. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know she's a director of cast. No, like we talked about a lot in theater about that. Because we did Hella Dolly a couple years ago, too, about the same time that Bette Midler was doing it. So, and just, you know, how she'd kind of be annoying. Like, literally, during her Tony speech, she, like, went on and on and on, was talking about, like, people were going smoking her ass and, like, all that. She said that during her Tony speech. I was like, wow. You are an incredibly ungrateful woman.
Well, it's Bette, though. You know, so you never know, honey.
Yeah.
She is a good diva overall.
Yeah.
If we were to ask, let's say, three of your closest friends.
Three of my closest friends.
What the best attributes you have, what would they say?
They would probably say that, you know, I'm a very confident person. I tend to be very bold and adventurous. I can be really weird sometimes and dorky. And,
she says with a big smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I try to be, you know, like, very wise. You know, I'm not necessarily, like, the most, you know, book-smarty person, but, you know, and I try, you know, to think about things prospectively. So, I guess, you know, and I try to be a good listener to them. So, I guess, you know, good listener, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What do you think they would say your biggest struggles are? Like, your biggest strifes that you have or things that would need work on?
Probably... I tend to be a very strong type A personality where I can get really stressed out and overwhelmed, and I take that out on people, which is really not good. And I'm like, I'm trying to take steps right now to not be like that, and to better myself so I don't kind of hurt the people around me when, you know, I'm like stressed out. So yeah.
Do you get stressed out easily?
Not as much. It's like,
but don't stress out on the question though.
Yeah.
Oh, she got a little nervous.
I know.
Yeah, no.
Like, oh my God, he's asking another question.
It's almost like I'm auditioning for something.
Honestly, it feels more like an interview than an audition. But it's, I think it depends on the thing and the place I'm at. Right now, in high school, I was on this medication for my ADD. And that medication, you know, kind of, like, raises your blood pressure, so you always kind of feel like, you know, you're on this, like fight or flight, you know, like, point and everything, like, just on that edge of it right before it. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, like, little things would just, like, drive me crazy and everything, and it was, like, really not good, and I would snap and just, you know, like, it always felt, you know, like a deep stress and panic inside me at all times. And I stopped taking that in college because I don't want to feel like that anymore. I want to be better. I want to be better at handling my stress and not freaking out so much over the little things, but taking a breath and actually, you know, thinking about things and kind of thinking about, you know, the bigger picture of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Try and do it on your own and take it within and control it that way.
Exactly.
So. That's good. No, that's good. That's very, very cool. Very cool. You want to do the island questions?
Why not?
All right.
I like the music.
So everybody loves the music.
Yeah, I might as well enjoy it.
Absolutely. Let's see it here. All right, Gabriel. So let's say you've had a wonderful career in acting and with this podcast and everything. It's time to retire.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're going to go off to this deserted island, and you can only take one candy bar with you. What would you take?
Oh, God. I think I would want to take a, I don't know if it has a name, but like a chocolate, you know, I think it's an Israeli candy bar, but like it's like a milk chocolate with Pop Rocks in it. I love that.
The mixture of chocolate and Pop
milk
Rocks.
Chocolate and Pop Rocks.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I've experienced Pop Rocks
separately,
combined with other things.
Yes,
Okay. Yeah, we were both there.
Yes, we were. Yeah. Yes, we were.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Yeah,
fun.
Let your imagination go, folks. Mm-hmm. All right. That's interesting though. Pop Rocks with chocolate.
It's so fun.
All right. I'll have to try that.
Around Halloween, they like these little like skull candies that come out that have them, and it's a journey.
It sounds like awesome. Yeah. Okay. You could only take one album with you. What would you take?
Ooh. No idea, because like I like listening to songs. I don't know if I'd be able to choose out like an entire album. I mean, I can tell you what I choose like a couple years ago, like what middle school me would chose, and that is the Katy Perry like California Girls album.
That's a good album, actually.
Yeah, no, I really like this. It smells like cotton candy. So
okay, here's a tough one for you. You can only take one movie with you. What would you take?
I would say The Hitman's Bodyguard.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, it's just because it's romantic and it's funny and, you know, it's smart, too.
Yeah, it is. Very smart.
I like it.
You can only take one type of food. What would you take?
I would take Korean barbecue. That's my favorite food. And
oh, wow.
So.
What'd you say?
Korean barbecue. I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, we went with Phoebe.
With Phoebe,
yeah,
exactly.
That was so good.
Yeah, our last co-host, she is Korean, and took us to this one. It's right across the street from, or down the street, actually, from Knott's Berry Farm. It's on Beach Boulevard, and it's over by the Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it's like a little hole-in-the-wall type of a thing, and it's so good. Yeah, and she was ordering everything in Korean for us, whatever, bring us this. It looked like the Last Supper, basically. You know, there's so much food on there and everything. It was, like, awesome.
Sounds like heaven.
So, oh, it was. It absolutely was. She was trying to try this, try that, or whatever. And then we're going to bring the meal. I went, what? Okay. So, all right. You could take one person for conversation's sake. Can't be a spouse or a significant other or anything like that. Who would you take? And it could be anybody, dead or alive.
Oh, I can't bring my boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot. I would love to talk to Lady Gaga. Like, I'm a huge fan of her. I would love to talk to her. Either her or, like, John Mulaney. So.
good choices.
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be a tough one here, and your boyfriend might get upset, but that's okay. Who would you take for one person for sexual gratification? Again, cannot be your significant other.
Okay. Ooh, Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
Love Ruby Rose. Ugh. Yeah.
Your face kind of lit up with that one.
No, I have a heart. Like, I don't really get many, like, celebrity crushes, but her, yes, you
would,
absolutely.
You would take her.
Absolutely.
It's like, sorry, honey, but I'm going to switch sides. All right, cool. And I know you're a little bit younger.
Yeah.
But last one here is, what part of your life would you want to go back to when you were younger? And it could be any part of your life.
Ooh.
And not necessarily to fix or anything like that or whatever, but just kind of go back and... and relive.
I mean, I had a really fun high school experience, so, and I mean, like, I wouldn't want to go to anything before that, because elementary school really sucked, and then middle school, I was, very peppy, very goody two-shoes, so I would say high school, just because, you know, like, it was a lot of fun, you know, I tried a lot of new things, met a lot of really cool people, and kind of, you know, found myself a bit more, so, yeah.
So high school for you?
Yeah, probably.
That was a good time for me, too. It was funny, I'm trying to get my son to get a little bit more social with it, because I found out when I was my first high school dance I ever went to was the last dance of the year in my freshman year. And I had so much fun, and I was just like, hey man, I can't wait to go to the next one. What's the next one? Well, Sean, you gotta wait till September. Why so long? Because it's the end of the school year, you dumbass. You know, and we just had so much fun. And from that point on, from my sophomore year on, I went to every dance I could, every football game, every basketball game, you know, just to get social. Because to me, those things, it wasn't about going and cheering for your school. It was about the hang with your friends.
Yeah.
You know, and so we went to the first football game a couple of weeks ago. And I told him, I said, go find some friends or whatever. And he did. And he found some buddies of his or whatever. He had classes. And yeah, they hung out. We lost the game, too, which sucked. Got our ass handed to us, like 6-28 or something like that, or 42 or whatever. But it's... I know you're just jumping in.
note to self, small coffee instead of medium.
Small coffee.
Small coffee instead
small coffee.
Of medium. Yeah, the
small
medium coffee. Just shoots right through me.
So I can understand. Yeah, high school. Actually, my high school years were pretty good, too. So I can relate on that overall. Very cool. Steve, you have anything else you want to ask before we go
off? We're going to Universal. That is so cool. Yeah. David's a cool guy. Byron can hit me up for tickets anytime to Disney. So yeah, this is really cool. My family's going to be happy.
So absolutely,
they're coming in this week.
Yeah,
my younger daughter and her husband, and I think both their daughters are coming. I think, well, maybe only one, but that's going to be fun.
Well, yeah,
another granddaughter's coming the week after. Mm-hmm. Which is fun. Mm-hmm. That's the oldest one out of all of the grandkids. So
yeah,
she's like.
No, you're having a good time with her. So you'll have a lot to talk about then for next show.
Yes, I will.
Which would be good.
Next couple of shows.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
be very, very nice.
Do you have like grandparents that are alive and you
I
know?
Do. Yeah, no, my grandparents are actually coming out in like the next like week and a half for Rosh Hashanah, actually. So.
And oh, where are they from?
They're from New York, so like
New York.
Yeah, no, like the Jewish side of my family is definitely very New York Jews and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So, when do we eat?
Always.
There you go, New York.
To New York.
What part of New York are they from?
My grandfather's from Herkimer, but right now he's living in Buffalo. And then I have some family in Albany. And then my uncle, he's currently living in New York City. It's funny. He lives in the Hell's Kitchen area.
Oh, really?
Like a block away from Times Square and works in the Empire State Building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No,
so he's really living in the heart of it.
God. I want to do that.
Well, get up.
Live in Hell's Kitchen, work in the big building there.
That's for it. Okay.
You know, we were talking about famous people coming from New York and how many there were.
Yes.
Tony Orlando. Hell's Kitchen. That's where he grew up.
Whoa.
Was from Hell's Kitchen, yeah.
Whoa. So. I'm blown away.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We were talking earlier on how many famous people have come out of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, actors, actresses, singers, yeah, writers. You know, there's just so many, just a plethora.
Yeah, we even had people. New York facts or something.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, very cool. Well, Gabriel, thank you so much for coming in. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being a part of this and wanting to be a part of it. We're going to be very, very excited and have you back two more times, one in the co-host position, then one for the Gal About Town position.
Okay.
And everything. So Steve and I are going to move forward with this. So it's going to be a total of six. And we're just going to move forward and go from there. And
there you are.
See how we go. So
no matter where you are.
There you are.
There you are.
Exactly.
No matter where you go, there you are. I'm trying to get it right.
See, this is
okay,
my,
who said that? This is, who said that? Anyway, who said that on TV in a show? That was his catchphrase. No matter where you go, there you are. Nobody? Oh, remember a sitcom called One Day at a Time?
Oh, was that the...
It was Schneider.
Schneider,
he
yeah.
was the building supervisor.
Superintendent.
Superintendent, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Whew, glad I got that out.
Yeah, me too. Because wow, that was the highlight of the show right there.
I might have turned into Dustin if I didn't get that out in time.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like Gabriel sitting there going, what the hell are they talking about?
We never know what the hell we're talking about.
And if you don't know what the hell you're talking about, join right in.
Exactly.
Feel free.
I usually
yeah.
don't. Like Michael Scott, I'll just kind of start talking, but then I don't really know
who I am. We have a purpose, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to say things.
That's my soul sister.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to have fun with the two of you guys then. All right, guys. Well, you know what? That is the show for today. So we really appreciate it. And we also thank Gabriel coming in.
And don't forget
yourself.
To make sure if you can even take some notes after having heard Gabriel and vote later.
Yeah.
What you think.
And we're going to start next week. We'll bring two of the girls in. One will be in the Gal About Town position. One will be the co-host. And after that, you get to vote and see who you like. So stand by for some videos from Steve and I to help you with all of that. So in the meantime, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
My Twitter is at SilvaLining69 and my Facebook is really exciting, Steve Silva.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I made it simple for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts HC. Simple as that. So there you go. So go out. Enjoy your day. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend so far. So
yes, it's lovely outside.
Yeah, good day. So good times.
I'm turning into Froggy from
somewhere.
Little Rascals.
There you go. All right, folks. Go out there. Have a good one. Have a beautiful weekend. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, world. In the world, I wish they
this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.